Call the August 20th Plan Commission meeting to order late. Mr. Eddy, would you please call the roll?
Mayor Olson?
Here.
Commissioner Hogan?
Here.
Commissioner Burkhart?
Yeah.
Commissioner Haley?
Here.
Engineer Morrow?
Here.
Alderman DeAndrea?
Here.
Commissioner Leon?
Here.
We have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
In your packet is the minutes for the August 6th Plan Commission meeting. Any additions or corrections?
Motion to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. Move on to public hearing, business matters, Plan Development District Number 37, the Rock Sports Complex. It's a public hearing on Milky Way Drive-In Theater. This is a special use application by Mike Zimmerman for the Milky Way Theater. Mr. Eddy.
Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, August 20, 2020 at 7 p.m. or thereabouts, or as soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers at the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding an application by Michael E. Zimmerman, the Rock Sports Complex LLC, BPC County Land LLC, for a special use to operate a drive-in theater consisting of a 22-foot-wide LED screen mounted to the back of the video board at the Stadium S1 of Ballpark Commons. The use of 244 parking spaces north of the stadium and queuing space located to the north and west of the future golf driving range. Drive-in theaters require a special exception or special use per Section 15-3.0703J of the Unified Development Ordinance. On May 19, 2020, the Common Council granted a license and an extraordinary entertainment and special event permit to the Rock Sports Complex LLC for the operation of the Milky Way Drive-In Theater, subject to compliance with state and city requirements as well as the timely submission of an application for special use. With a proposed operation schedule in the spring, summer, and fall seasons, as weather permits, upon property zoned Plan Development District Number 37, the Rock Sports Complex Ballpark Commons, located at 7035 South Ballpark Drive, just north of the existing baseball stadium and just south of the existing ski lodge. This public hearing is being held pursuant to the requirements and standards of Sections 15-3.0701, General Standards for Special Uses, 15-3.0703, Detailed Standards for Special Uses in Non-Residential Districts, and 15-9.0103, Application for Special Use Permit of the City of Franklin Unified Development Ordinance. A copy of the proposed special use resolution in draft form is available and open for inspection by the public in the office of the City Clerk at Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, during normal business hours. The public is invited to attend the public hearing and to provide input. The proposed draft form resolution is subject to revisions following public hearing and the further considerations by the Plan Commission and the City of Franklin Common Council.
We have a properly noticed, apparently properly noticed public hearing for this matter. I will note that we have received and have placed on file the complaints that we've received thus far from May 22nd, which is roughly the first movie shown, complaints that have been received through the complaint system here on City Hall, complaints that I've received and processed through the Planning Department, complaints via Franklin Police Department, emails received from Ms. Kerr, Mr. Carrion, some various correspondence from Mrs. Zingales, and a petition that was solicited back in June That's all gone on record and will be on file. And there was an email from Greendale resident, Mr. Kleist, as well. Those are all going on record and on file, and copies have been given to the Plan Commission. So with that, I'm going to open the public hearing. Anyone wishing to speak on the matter, please rise, come forward. I've been through this before. Give us your name and address, and let us know what you'd like to say.
First of all, those masks look real good on you guys. I'd keep them.
Are you saying they're an improvement, Dale?
That's the word I'm looking for. So Dale Kerner, 8630 West Hawthorne Lane, Franklin, Wisconsin. We're here to talk about the Rock Sports Complex. The noise is unbearable. I'm here to represent a bunch of the neighbors that are elderly that felt uncomfortable coming tonight. So a couple little stories I want to give you. One night there's a bunch of stuff going on up there, and I'm going, wow, it's quiet. It's not bothering anybody. So I took my bike up there, and I rode around. Well, yeah, it was quiet. There was a baseball game going on in the stadium itself, and the movie was taking place. So they toned it all down for both sides. Didn't bother the neighbors. You know, this thing's broadcast on FM radio. Keep it that way. It doesn't have to be, you know, loud. It doesn't have to be obnoxious, which it is. And I'll give you another little story. Last week at this time, which would have been Friday morning, really, there's noise coming through my house. I'm going, what the heck? It's not a car driving by the front. It's coming from the back. So I'm figuring, okay, the Rock's got something going on. I'm thinking it's 10 after 12. I'm looking at the clock and not paying attention. Go downstairs, open the patio door. Yep, there's noise coming from the Rock. I'm going, what the heck's going on? And like a little after midnight. So I call the police. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to get my clothes on. I'm going to go up there and see what the problem is. So I go up there, and cop and I, we cross paths going this way by the sports complex. And I stop him, and he seemed irritated a little bit. He said, what's going on? I said, well, I'm the one that called about the complaint, I said. And after I got done calling you guys, the noise went away for a while. So I'm thinking, I'm not making this stuff up, you know. And again, I'm thinking it's 10 after 12. So I take the long way out, and here's people tailgating, and I look at the clock in the car. It's 10 after 2 in the morning. So I don't know if they cranked the radio up or whatever it was, but they were tailgating the parking lot, and I don't know if they had beer or not. It's, you know, not my concern. So when I went back, I finally met up with the cop again, and I said, hey, there's a bunch of people over there. He said, well, you know, the game lasts till midnight, and, you know, they want to stick out. I'm going, really? So anyways, you know, he could have his movie theater, you know, he's done a good job on certain things. The lighting doesn't seem to bother, but the noise every night, you know, and you get tired of calling the cops all the time, you know. And last night it was super loud when they did the national anthem, wherever it was they were playing. And again, I'm representing a bunch of the neighbors that are elderly. They asked me to come here and speak. But, you know, it's a matter of quality of life. And if they can broadcast on AM, FM, or whatever, on FM radio, keep it that way. And I invite any of you people to come out to the house on the nights they're having things, and I'm going to ask you, why does it have to be that loud? The neighbor across the street even calls the police. That's how loud it is. I mean, the windows shake. So I thank you for your time. If they want to broadcast on an FM, let it be. You know, they can have their movies. Thank you.
John Pliva, 8640 West Hawthorne Lane. I actually live right next door to Dale. And some of the noise is absolutely unbearable. We can't have a conversation like this in our own house when that stuff's going on. And like Dale said, I invite you guys to come over. Anytime that stuff's going on, it's ridiculous. You know, I'm an advocate of that. I've been a football coach here in Franklin for 20 years. I love the sports. I love that stuff that's going on up there. I think that's fine. But when you have a game going on, or you have the movie going on, and in between the movies you got somebody revving those people up and having them beep their horn at, you know, 9, 10, 10:30, 11 at night, what are you doing? You know, it's enough that you're sticking it in our face, and now you're doing this. I just it's ridiculous. And you know, you guys have seen that. We've gotten a lot of complaints, and again, I invite you to come over there and check that out, because It's borderline ridiculous. And please take that into consideration. Appreciate it.
Thank you, John. Anyone else? Ms. Ginn, good evening.
Thank you. I'm a little shorter, I guess. Dana Gint, 9011 West Hawthorne Lane. This is my first time talking in a giant mass, so I apologize ahead of time. I appreciate that you referenced the other emails from other people that have contacted me that said that they contacted you. One thing I'd like to clarify is that it's referenced in the packet that there's 7 online complaints and there's actually 10, and I have those if you need to see them. There's actually 10 online complaints during that time frame, and I also have the police reports for that time. So there's actually 18 police calls related to noise for that weekend. And I think that's something that all of you should really consider, what the true impact of this development is on the surrounding communities. One of the statements made on one of the complaint forms is that they're hearing profanity inside their home until nearly 1 o'clock in the morning. I think that's just completely irresponsible and outrageous that that's being allowed to, I live over a half mile away from the two gentlemen that spoke earlier. And I can hear it in my home. It involves science, and I'm not a science, sound scientist by any means, but I am on a sound contour, and it's completely clear to me. I've even seen Dale mowing the lawn, and there'd be an event going on, and I'd talk to him, and I'm like, oh, it's not too bad. I'd go walking home to my house, and it's so loud, I can hear every word at the movie or whatever, and I go running back to Dale. I'm like, Dale, did they turn it up? And he's like, no, Dana. I'm like, I can tell you what they just said during the movie. And so I really need it just to be by AM/FM radio, and that's what the mayor stated at the May 19th meeting. It would only be AM/FM radio, no broadcasting or lightly broadcasts or people going to the restroom and things like that. That is not what has happened here. And in addition to that, a half hour before and after every movie, the announcer is using, I don't know if it's the PA system from the stadium, but that's ridiculous that they're using. They're like, hey, come up to the umbrella bar. It's open till whatever. I don't need to hear that in my home till 11:30, 12 o'clock at night. And they're also playing music during that time, blaring it with using the broadcast system also. All that stuff needs to be solely put through by the AM/FM system. There's no reason that it can't be that you can say, if people have their little digital apps, everybody has phones, they can be listening to see what the next movie is or whatever they're announcing. And that's what I'm asking for that to be. If there's going to be approval tonight, that's what it needs to be conditioned to do, that it's completely AM/FM station. And for anything related to this property, for even a half hour before, after, and all the other special events that he's discussing. So I see that there's some sort of spotlight being requested on this approval. I don't think that this a movie theater should be related to any other special event approval. That should be a separate thing with separate application with more information exactly what that's regarding. Obviously, LED screen is plenty bright that it does not need spotlights involved. Obviously, there's some intention of some other activity being involved, and I don't think that should be approved tonight by any stretch of the imagination. One of the things that's stated in this packet numerous times is there's no undue adverse impact on the surrounding neighborhoods. I can tell you that my health and the health of 1,000 people surrounding this facility has been severely adversely impacted. So for them to say there's no undue adverse impact is outrageous to me. This impacts our property values, and it impacts our quality of life, and it's completely unacceptable that that is the level that this has become. And I know that the city has overfunded this project. They're 2/3 of their entire development debt at the whole city of Franklin is inside this one project. That should be very alarming to all of you, and I don't think that's why people are being particularly objective and responsible that everything is being approved for this project, because there's hundreds of amendments being given, special exceptions. I know in the form it says that all ordinances will be followed. That's not happening here. I believe in the email that I sent that there's a table that shows that all residential districts are supposed to be at 50 decibels. So why is it allowed to be 79 decibels at Dale's house? I don't understand that. Why is that acceptable? Would you guys, any of you, accept that? I did not buy my house to live next to the quarry or to live next to a public nuisance. And that is what is happening here. So I appreciate that you either table it this evening and wait for the comprehensive sound study to be completed, because some science needs to be involved in evaluating this project, or that there's conditions of it being solely being AM, FM, no other special events should be approved, no other spotlights, and any kind of activity at that facility, whether it's announcers or music, needs to be solely through AM, FM, and digital. And then the other thing that it mentions in this, the packet, that the hours of operation, it ends at 11 p.m. Well, if movies start at 10:30 p.m., how is that possible? Because obviously movies are an hour and a half, 2 hours, sometimes even longer, depending on the movie. So that needs to be, I think movies should start at 9 p.m. for the late movie, and then it gets done at 11 or thereabout. So those are my comments. I appreciate your time and consideration, and I'd appreciate that before you vote on anything regarding this, that you actually come out and experience the noise pollution that happens in this neighborhood. And I know some people have made that effort, and I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Ginn. Anyone else? Anybody else? Alderman Mayor, is that you?
Yes.
You broke.
Yes, this is me.
Yeah, you broke up as you were saying it was you.
Okay, it's me.
Alderman Mayor.
Constituents, they're absolutely right. Mr. Flavin made a very good point. He generally supports everything that goes on there, but the noise is the issue. And that's the bottom line, is the noise, especially the noise after hours. And Mr. Flavin made a good point. Who else would want to live there? Do you want to live there? You, anybody up there, you buy your home in certain areas, you have certain expectations, and all of a sudden those expectations change. The noise is the issue. Thank you.
Alderman, as the city attorney was telling me, that I can't permit you to offer comment via the phone. But since you already did, that's the way it goes. So anyway, okay, with that, I'm going to close the citizens' comment period, or the public hearing on this matter, and we're going to move on to questions from the commission. Commissioner Leone.
So I will preface this. I have a number of questions. I'm probably not going to get them through all of them on the first try, but can we have the applicant come up to
Mr. John Fleece,
to answer
join us
questions.
At the table. Give us your name and address, please. I don't know that that's on.
Hello. Test. On.
Get up close. And, oh, that's right.
Hello. Better. Push it.
Push it again.
Okay.
And get personal with it.
Okay. Name is Thomas Johns. I live at W222N2135 Glenwood Lane, Pewaukee, Wisconsin, 53186.
Thank you, Mr. Johns, for coming tonight. The first couple of questions I'm asking are going to be specifically related to the level of decibels and what actions that... Well, let me back up. What complaints you may have received as the operators, mm-hmm. Outside of what's been presented in this packet, and then what actions that you've taken to address them and to address the concerns of your neighbors to the west. I have attended a movie there myself. I think it's a great venue. I think it's a great opportunity. It definitely provided... some entertainment during a year when we didn't have nearly as much entertainment. So I'm generally supportive of the Milky Way drive-in, but I think that we can find a way to address the concerns as have been talked about tonight and in our packet. One clarification.